For over 30 years, urbanist Richard Florida has been writing about how to make cities better. In his new book, Florida argues that cities should no longer rely on federal government support to reinvent themselves. Keystone Crossroads reporter Annette John Hall recently caught up with Florida after his talk at the Prince Theater in Philadelphia, where they talked about the fate of cities in the time of President Trump.
There are pillars of success in this state, the Philadelphia area, now Pittsburgh, which is the comeback story of the United States with self-driving cars and all of that, Carnegie Mellon, where I taught. But we're going to have to create a way to get over not just income inequality. What my new book, The New Urban Crisis, is about is geographic or spatial inequality. The small areas of winners that have knowledge institutions, that have great universities, that are attracting investment and talent, and the much bigger areas of losers. And, you know, that's part of the backlash which created Trump and this rise of populism and the anger and the anxiety in our country. So we have to develop strategies to build up, and we have to do it locally, to strengthen their economies, tell them how to build their economies, but we have to do it in a way that's inclusive.
What would that look like? What would that look like in, you know, cities like, not just Philadelphia, because Philadelphia does have the structure for that to be accomplished, but what would that look like in cities like Scranton and cities like Harrisburg?
Boy, Scranton has a spectacular location. It's close to Philadelphia and it's close to New York. Better transit, higher speed rail, and you could even imagine, you know, a higher speed rail link. I've dreamed of it for years. That would link Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, Philadelphia, and New York. What that does is it connects these places to areas of opportunity.
When you talk about teaching people how to build their own economy, you said something in your talk that was really interesting to me, and that was creating this whole idea of mayor's colleges.
I want to launch a mayor's school at the University of Toronto, and Mike Bloomberg has funded a similar effort at Harvard's Kennedy School, and I think we need more of them. And when I say mayor's school, it's not just a school for mayors. You know, there's a medical school for doctors. There's a business school for business executives. There's all sorts of programs for lawyers, for doctors, for engineers to learn. But for city builders, don't get me wrong, there's good urban planning graduate schools, but we don't have the kind of big-scale efforts in educating mayors and urban leaders.
You talked about having to rewrite your book after President Trump was elected. How will this new administration impact cities in your mind, and what can cities do to handle it?
I think that the sad thing that's happened is this populist backlash, the anger, the divide. I talked about how we have to heal that by working locally, even though most Americans don't like the federal government. And that goes for Democrats and Republicans, red and blue. Most people are quite prideful and quite proud and loyal to their local leadership and care deeply about their communities, urban, suburban, rural, exurban. So I think we can do. I think we could actually build a bipartisan coalition of mayors, city builders, urban leaders, and national politicians to accomplish that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. It's great being with you, and it's great being back in the great city of Philadelphia.